Sometimes I can get a bit directionless. Have you ever felt like that? You know, I want to read, but I don't know where to start or what to start on. And then I remembered this morning that I'd read something of A.W. Tozer's where he suggested that you start with the Gospel of John and then you go on to the Psalms, and when you've read that, you go into Isaiah, and when you've finished with those two, you go into Romans and Hebrews. So I thought, right, then we'll make a start on the Gospel of John. And here I am, reading the Gospel of John and tripping over these gems and nuggets everywhere I go. There's no shortcut, you know. We've got to get back to getting into the Word. And I've just come across chapter 3 of the Gospel of John and verses 16 and 17, very familiar. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn or judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not judged, but he that believes not is already judged, because he that hasn't believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And this is this word judgment or condemnation that was making me think too, because so often Christians say they feel condemned. What they are meaning is they feel judged, and it isn't difficult to feel that actually, because fallen discernment is judgment. And don't we do that a lot? Judge one another. We look at something, sum up a situation and make a judgment. Grace, Lord, I can see where I need to change this morning. God bless you.